Mr. Dallin, based on the rule in the previous Mishnah, Hamoitzi Tevimon, who carries out straw, this refers to grain stalks, which is animal food, and typically this was the food for cows, and therefore you would only be liable if you take out enough, kimlei pipora, that it would fill the mouth of a cow. But on the other hand, otza, if you carry out straw which comes from beans, then kimlei pigomol, you would only be chayv if you carry out at least a camel's mouthful, because this is the camel's food. Any less than that is considered insignificant, unless of course you specifically lend significance to that small amount. Omer, this is another type of straw, a different part of the grain stalks, and this was used to feed sheep. So kimlei pitole, you would be chayv if you carry out a sheep's mouthful. Asovim, grass, this is used as sheep food and as goat food, but you would be chayv if you take out kimlei pigdi, a goat's mouthful, since a goat's mouthful is smaller, so as soon as you've brought that amount, you will already be chayv. Ali shum vali betzolim, garlic leaves and onion leaves, lachim, if they are moist and fresh, then kigoy geres, the minimum is the size of a dried fig. Because as we will learn later on, any food which is edible for humans to eat, you'll chayv if you take out a size of a dried fig. And when these leaves are moist, then they are fit for humans. But yevashim, if they've dried out, then kimlei pigdi, the amount would be a goat's mouthful, since they are no longer eaten by humans, rather only by goats. Alright, now the Mishnah says, v'im tzorfen ze'em ze'. All the things we've listed so far do not combine one with another. And the way the Gemara explains this is that if, for example, you take straw whose amount is a cow's mouthful, and then you've got grass which is a goat's mouthful. So a goat's mouthful is much smaller, which means we are more strict when it comes to grass. Now, if you combine straw, which is fit for a cow, together with grass, which is fit for the goat, they don't combine unless both amounts are reached. Meaning, if when you combine them, it's enough for a goat's mouthful, but not for a cow's mouthful, so they do not combine, and you wouldn't even be chayv for carrying out the grass. However, if they combine, such that now there is enough to fill a cow's mouth, so in that case, since they have reached the larger amount together, they would combine, but the Mishnah is talking about a case where they only reach the smaller amount together, and therefore they do not combine, because they have different amounts. Now, as we alluded to before, one who takes out edible food which is fit for humans, kigegeres, if he takes out the size of a dried fig, chayev, he is liable, and continues the Mishnah, which tarfen zemzeh, different types of human food do join together to make up this size of a fig, because they all have equal amounts, meaning whatever type of food, you'd be chayv for taking out the same amount, and therefore they do combine. However, says the Mishnah, the parts of human food which are generally not eaten, those would not combine, and therefore chutz, except for miklipehen, their shells, v'garinehem, their pips, v'uktsehen, the stalks, v'subon, and the coarse bran. This is part of the grain which falls off when it's being processed. Umursanon, this is bran which is a bit finer, and it comes off the grain when it is grinded. So these wouldn't combine to make up the size of a dried fig, since they are not considered to be human food. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, chutz mikiplei adoshim, except for the shells of lentils, shenis bashei simohem, which are cooked with the lentils themselves. So even though the shells in general are not eaten together with the food, when it comes to lentils they are, and therefore they would combine with the lentils, or even with other food to make up the minimum size of a dried fig.